All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Welcome this evening to everyone present. This is the March 6, 2017 meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education. We are in the Assembly Chambers of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Building. I'd like to ask everyone to stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Nabar, District Mission Statement.
Thank you. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's mission is, the mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to develop productive, responsible citizens who are prepared to be successful in a dynamic world.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Tressler, would you call the roll?
Mr. Anderson?
Present.
Mr. Castamore?
Present.
Ms. Hull?
Present.
Mr. Holt?
Present.
Mr. Ilg?
Here.
Mr. Kelly?
Present.
Mr. Navar?
Here.
Mrs. Vadla?
Present.
Mr. Ness?
Here. The gang's all here. You have before you the agenda for this evening. Are there any, I would call to your attention, there are revisions to item 10B and 10G, which are already noted on your documentation, and those changes are also available on the back table. Mr. Castamore.
I move to add an item titled 11B, which will be the Board Governance Handbook Committee Charge, and there are copies in the back if anyone has questions.
Second. Is there any objection to that? Seeing none. Any other changes, additions, deletions from the agenda? Let's try and vote with the one person not here, shall we? Or not present.
Everyone's voted.
Anyone wish to change their vote? Mr. Dusick, we need a...
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead and tally them.
Right.
For those in the audience, these TVs and the whole hookup is fairly brand new, so it's a little bit of a new toy that we're playing with, so please bear with us just a little bit. We're trying to get used to this new system. Okay, we have unanimous consent on that item. We have before you the minutes from the January 16th meeting. Are there any changes, additions, deletions, corrections? Ms. Hull? Is there any objection to approval of those minutes? Seeing no objection, those minutes are approved. Ms. Hull, are you still with us? We will go ahead and move on while we try to get Ms. Hull back online. We have Ms. Laura Johnson in the assembled multitude here. Do we? Okay. What you need to do is you need to stand and come all the way up here to this very corner, because we like to embarrass people just as much as we possibly can when we get them here. Just come on out, right up here. Be great. Ms. Vadla.
It's our pleasure to give this award to Ms. Laura Johnson. She is an exemplary volunteer at Cooper Landing School. Once a week, she volunteers to teach art to the kindergarten through eighth grade students at Cooper Landing School. She consistently finds ways to engage the students of every grade level, said Susanna LaRocque, school secretary. If a lesson plan is geared toward a specific age group, Laura will personalize it so that it becomes interesting for every student in our small school. Students learn art skills and to talk about art with terms like perspective, realism, and abstract. Ms. Johnson takes pride in displaying the students' art projects in the halls of the school and keeping the school looking beautiful, which in turn encourages the kids to do the same. Every art project is mounted and displayed beautifully, and our school always looks colorful and bright. Last fall at Halloween time, Ms. Johnson decided that it would be fun for the kids to do a mural of Edward Munch's The Scream. She spent hours at home drawing the general outlines of the painting in the mural size and making it into sections so that each student could paint a certain section. Then she came into the school and taught the students about the background of the painting and about the artist, Edvard Munch. She also taught about paying attention to colors and shades and then gave each student their own section. Ms. Johnson chose sections for students ranging in age from 5 to 13, according to each student's ability and strengths. The finished product was fantastic. 16 students with varying abilities created one work of art altogether. Throughout the school years, Laura notices which projects students find most interesting. She then locates other similar projects to build on their learned skills. When she notices that one student has a harder time following the directions and thinks more outside the box, she sits down with that student and teaches them how to do the project their own way, but to keep within the parameters of the assignment. Students at Cooper Landing School learn art skills and to talk about art with terms like abstract, realism, and perspective. Ms. Johnson puts in countless volunteer hours making sets for the school's Christmas play. It is common for her to spend an entire school day working on sets, and she finds ways to involve the students in the process and encourage pride and ownership of these sets. And she finds ways, last year the older students helped to create and design the set for the production of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. When Laura realized that the younger students did not have much of an opportunity to participate, she invited each of them to decorate stockings and to hang the stockings by the fireplace. This year, she was even more determined to make sure that every student participated in the set design, so she created window scenes, and every student in every grade made items that were displayed in those windows. Cooper Landing School is welcoming and bright because Ms. Johnson volunteers with her heart and spirit, making a difference for each child. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education is proud to recognize Ms. Laura Johnson for her dedication to the students of the school district, past, present, and future. Congratulations. Congratulations, and congratulations for everything you do. Yes, this is exciting. Thank you very much.
So in this dead time, I just wanted to grab an opportunity to thank Ms. Johnson and all the folks from Cooper Landing for coming up here. That really wasn't all of the folks from Cooper Landing, but you get the idea. It's a very supportive and caring community. Also, I brought some things up from Tustamina that I wanted to share with our board for appreciation. So these are from students. The most interesting thing, I wish the kids were here because a lot of them are self-portraits, and you'd want to really see that kid, and then it makes it funny as heck if you knew who the kid was. So anyway, I want to also extend my thanks to you guys and the hard work you guys do. So thank you.
Thank you. You're not going to run away with those.
No, I'm going to give them to you. You guys can just kind
of... Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Okay. We ready? No? We have another computer glitch. It's all right. So what, we just need to get logged in here? Is that the idea? Okay. Can't help but notice he thinks we make awesome rules.
Oh, that's good.
You clearly have the kids in Tustamina lined out, because I couldn't help but notice that this young man just thanked us for making awesome rules. Awesome rules, yeah. Just saying. Now, for school reports, we have Mr. Withrow from Readout Elementary. I think we're up and ready now.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody. Technical difficulties. First of all, thank you for having us. My name is Bill Withrow, and I'm here with some fabulous students and some staff from Readout Elementary. Tonight's presentation is all about STEAM. And for the last year and a half, we've been working on STEAM activities. And if you're not familiar with that, STEAM is an acronym for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. So some of our pre-K students have some artwork up there. And we're hoping that throughout all these presentations, you can pick up on a few things in the STEAM world. And we're going to start off with Blake Lewis, who is a sixth grade student in Ms. Warris's class, followed up by Ms. Olbert's pre-K students. So we hope you enjoy, and thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm going to start out my presentation now.
I think we might need to mirror the screen, so we've just got a blue screen behind us. Give me just a second here. Let's just duplicate here so you see what you see. Okay, go ahead.
Wait.
Uh-oh, you shout out. You would have something different, Eric. Eric, you put us to something different.
Here, I'm wrong. Okay, here we go. Okay. So what are space probes? A space probe is a special type of spacecraft, and it's one that we launch into space, but it's not for humans to travel in, so we can collect information beyond Earth. So where are they sent? We send them through our solar system, and we've sent about three outside of our solar system into interstellar space, like Voyager 1, Viking 10, and Viking 11. So why do we send space probes? We, as the people of the world, we decided we want to know more about what's out there. So we've sent these capsule ships to take pictures and receive information to send back to Earth so it can be studied. Okay, how do we launch the probes into space? So one of the ways we can launch them into space off of shuttles, but one of the new ideas that we're trying to improve is called a slingatron. It's a giant metal spiral, and it spins in like a hula hoop motion, and it sends the probe through this metal spiral and sends it off at several kilometers per second. So that's just a mock-up version of it. Okay, the parts of a space probe, these are just some of the basic parts. So to navigate and perform tasks, there are sensors, the thrusters to direct the probe, there's the engine to accelerate and decelerate, there's communications to send information and pictures to mission control, and these last two are optional. There can be aerogel panels to catch stardust and comet dust, and a reentry system or heat shield. So that's a picture of one. How are space probes used? So some of the features that were mentioned, I'm going to go kind of into depth of. The thrusters are adjusted, and the engine is used to put the thrusters work into action so it can be sent to its set coordinates. And a feature that wasn't mentioned is the camera, which is used, of course, to take pictures once it's aligned in its correct position to get what we need information of. And there's a picture of Voyager 1 that was mentioned earlier. Five fun facts that I'm going to go quickly through. Space probe Luna 15 crashed into the moon when astronauts Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong were on the moon. In 1991, there was an unnatural object orbiting the sun. We couldn't match it with any of our satellites or probes, so it was concluded it was an alien probe. And so it was called 1991 VG, and it will be passing Earth again this summer to be studied. And the third fact I have here is that some people think that small typos don't matter, but sometimes when it comes to probe, every character matters, because the Mariner 1 probe was supposed to be sent to orbit Venus, but unfortunately, because a hyphen was missed in a line of code, it made the probe miss its coordinates completely. It's been the most expensive typo in history. And to keep from contaminating Jupiter's moons, the Galileo probe was intentionally crashed into Jupiter at the end of its operating life. And there's a probe heading towards Jupiter called the Juno probe, which contains three Lego minifigures resembling Galileo, the Roman god, Jupiter, and his Galileo, the Roman god Jupiter, and his wife Juno. So, these guys right here. So, any questions?
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Butler.
I don't have a question, but I hope you take that lesson about the punctuation really carefully, because it can make a big difference, can it? And your presentation was delightful. Thank you. I learned a lot.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah.
Thought we were going to face the other way. This is the readout pre-K group. We're going to be doing three little things for you. We're going to first do our snowflakes, and then we're going to do three little kittens, and then we have a song. And at the end, we have a video of the kids that no one has seen. So the parents cannot cry, but it's really good. So we'll be starting now.
Thank you.
And we do have one more part of that presentation. And like I said, we've been working really hard the last year, year and a half on STEAM activities. And so Ms. Oberst was able to make a presentation of our wonderful pre-K students working on some STEAM activities. We hope you enjoy.
Watching you smile, whoa, whoa, whoa. Ain't nothing better than watching you laugh, aloud, my baby. Ain't nothing better than watching you be you. Ain't nothing better than right now. In your eyes, a lot of secrets I don't wanna miss. Put your hand in my hand and make a fist, grab my shirt, curl your lip as if you know. Staring back in my eyes, saying please don't go. I don't know what I know, what I know, what I know, what it is that you really, really want or you need. I hate every moment away from you. I see you sleeping in my dreams. I know you're in your mother's arms. I know that you're safe, I'm warm. You know I'm coming home. Watching you smile, whoa, whoa, whoa. Ain't nothing better than watching you laugh, aloud, my baby. Ain't nothing better than watching you be you. Ain't nothing better than right now. And I can't take away the pain. If I don't know you're hurting again, I can't leave you on your own. If I know you're crying all alone, and my heart's pumping black and blues, that's how I feel when I'm not with you. A million years pass every day, losing the time, I'm always on my way. I don't know what I know, what I know, what I know what to do. I hope you understand when I'm gone. Always come back home for you. Open your eyes to a brand new dawn. Ain't nothing better than watching you smile. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ain't nothing better than watching you laugh. Hello, my baby. Ain't nothing better than watching you be you. Ain't nothing better than right now. This moment of truth, let us have this moment out you. Let us have this moment of truth. Let us have this moment out you. Time goes so fast. I hold
Thank you so much for coming. All the parents who came, I appreciate it, and letting me have your kids for this fun night and all the work that they did. So thank you very much.
We come around here regularly and take care of contracts and six-year plans and associated business foolishness of the school district, but Mr. Withrow, I have to thank you very much for bringing by this classic, fun example of just what it is that we're doing here. Great bunch of kids. We're going to take a five-minute break so that parents can get your kids bundled up and home to bed. Thank you very much for bringing them out. Okay, let's move on down the agenda. We're down to public presentations or comments on any items not on the agenda, an opportunity for anyone in the public to speak to the board on anything they'd like, as long as it doesn't appear on our agenda at some point this evening. Punch the button on the microphone and tell us who you are.
Good evening. Natalie Kant, counselor at Skyview Middle School. So first, I'd like to say that little group right there is probably the graduating class of 2030. That's cool when you look at it like that. So because of pre-Ks, you know, you just go, wow. Then I go, will I still be here? But I'm sure I'll be somewhere doing something. Anyway, I'm coming to give a report on the application I submitted nationally. They did get back to me on January 20th, like they said they would. 144 schools submitted to be recognized nationally. 51 were accepted, 43 were not, and 50 are in the revision process, and I am one of the 50 to do a revision. So that application's due at the end of this month on the 26th. I only need 5 more points. Possible I could get 10 more. So they have 3 readers to each one of the rubrics, and they tell you what you need to fix. So you just go back and fix those, and then it looks hopeful for me. So that's really cool. I will know, or actually Mr. Dusick will know before me, but within the second week of April, they will get back to our district and let us know if Skyview Middle School has been recognized as a national counseling program. So that's really exciting for me. So I just wanted to give you an update, and then we'll know later in April the outcome to that. So I appreciate the board support. I know my colleagues in the district are going through this process, and I appreciate their support, and we're doing a really good job of trying to align ourselves nationally. Any questions?
Congratulations, Natalie. That's exciting news.
Thank you.
Ms. Butler.
Yes, Natalie, I have a question and a comment. First of all, the comment, thank you for the email. And I don't think you got my response back, because the superintendent, when I responded back to him, didn't get the response. So I would love to stop over someday this week, if it's okay, and
Absolutely.
Go over that note you sent me and look over some of those questions.
Yep,
so
that'd be great.
Yeah, and I'm sorry you didn't get it. He didn't get his either. So I don't know. I was on vacation, so maybe I didn't press send, but congratulations. Your document is amazing, and I'm pulling for you. I think it'll go through.
Yeah. Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Us posted. Let us know. Anyone else? Seeing no one, we have no delegations scheduled for this evening. Communications and petitions, Mr. Dusick.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As you can see, we've gotten lots of communications. They're posted on the wall in honor of you and all the good work that you do. thank you. I wanted to say that from on behalf of the administration for all of your hard work with Board Appreciation Month. Also, we were notified not too long ago that this week is also school counseling or counselor week. And by proclamation, I was given the authority to say that in our district, we are honoring our counselors. By proclamation. That's one of the few things I get to do, I guess.
You proclaimed that.
I proclaimed it. And okay. I did want to thank all of our counselors for all of their hard work and what they do for our kids. Greatly appreciated. In your information packet, there is some updates on the South Peninsula Transportation process as we move forward. There's some routes and also after-school information. Now the administrators down there are working very hard on after-school opportunities for students. From the state, I put this out on Twitter, but I also informed you via email that the governor has issued the Alaska Education Challenge, and there is a survey. Just in 3 days, they've received over 500 responses. Hopefully all of you will also take part in that survey. In the near future, there'll be five committees set through the State Board of Education that'll be working on all the components of the strategic plan. Some things coming up. Don't forget tomorrow, 9 a.m. at the Challenger Center. We'll be starting some work sessions and then working with our key communicators. Wednesday is early release with parent-teacher conferences on Thursday and Friday. The fly-in for AASB occurs over the weekend. And then after that, we have a number of events happening. Hopefully, you'll get a chance to see them in action. Battle of the Books. District-wide starts February 13th and 14th. Mass Choir is the evening of February 14th at Kenai Central. Hopefully, you'll get there. Then the budget forums are also upon us. Seward's on the 14th. Central Peninsula is at Sohi, February 15th. February 21st is Homer. Tustamina will be hosting the District Forensics Meet on February 25th. I'll make sure that I remind you of that. That's always a great event. Lots of our kids participate in that. And then our next board meeting is March 6th, which very soon thereafter is the end of the third quarter. So the year is definitely flying by. Take any questions if you have.
Questions for Mr. Dusick. Thank you, sir. Representatives selected by the following: advisory committee, site councils, and or authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, or the Borough Assembly.
Hello, Patty Serwa, president for KPESA. I see there's a few goldfish on the floor back there. I hope you enjoyed all the younger siblings that were here for the presentation for readout this evening, because it kept us all awake, you know, the little kids. So we have a lot to look forward to, I think. And Bill, great job. Those pre-Ks were just absolutely adorable. And I was watching their little shiny faces as they were just so smiling at their parents and so proud, you know. And then I turned and looked at the parents and same face. So just really cool. I really appreciated that. And I also am glad to see that Laura Johnson was honored with a golden apple. I think she was very deserving of that. Let's see, some other things that I'd like to talk to you about this evening. I think that Mrs. Ermold will agree that we've had some successes. We're working through some issues, and I'm very appreciative of that. And I think I could probably say that you're pretty appreciative too. Yeah. we talk about, you know, our differences and what we can do to move forward. So that seems to be working on a fairly good basis. Of course, the ELL tutors and custodian talk is concerning, and I hope that we can find a different path so that we don't have to cut people. The ELL tutors that of the three schools that were talked about in getting reduced hours, they actually don't have a teacher, so they pretty much are a teacher. And for them to get cut back, I don't know how that will work. The other thing that was talked about was the movements in the finance department. And, you know, I've said it more than once. That's our hope, too, as support employees. These people have worked for the district, and they moved up. And that's great. That's what we should be doing. We should be doing that in our ranks, too, at the building levels. So it works in some areas. It probably works in most. The other thing that really struck me this evening or earlier today was, you know, the follow-up and the communications. And when things fall apart, it seems to be that it's the lack of communication. And so I think that the talk I heard today was hopeful that we will do a better job at our communications because, you know, I used to say, well, you could go to any sporting event and you could find out more what was going on in our district than I could when my feet were under the desk. So we need to keep our staff informed of these tough times ahead. Maybe it won't be quite so scary if they know what's coming down the pike. And then my last thing this evening, Brian. So got the okay on the impact team drivers. Mrs. Linton reviewed it. And so we need to move forward. I'm hoping that you and I can maybe have some time together later this week or possibly early next week. I don't know what your schedule is, but let's try to make that happen because I have a vision, but I want you to have, we want to work on your vision and make it student-centered because that's what's really going to impress other students. So other than that, the daylight is coming. I hope you're enjoying our long sunsets and get to see some of them as they slip below the mountain. Thank you.
You left it on, right? Yeah, okay. No one remembers if it's the white or the red or whichever. I'm David Brighton, president of KPEA. Sorry, Pat. I'm tired. Had a busy weekend. I wanted to start off by sharing some exciting news that Sean and I have talked a little bit about. We're partnering with Senator Peter Michicki. We'll be sponsoring a essay contest for students to win. We're also reaching out. I emailed Senator Gary Stevens hoping that we can provide this contest across the district instead of just in District O. But the essay contest would be a prize of sending a student down to Juneau to see the legislature in action, to see the legislative process. And I think that's really exciting, that opportunity for us to work with them. So, Brian, I'll probably reach out to you as well. We're focusing on you tonight, Patty and I. But that should be coming pretty soon, and the actual visit will be a little bit later in the session, probably mid to late March. But looking forward to those positive connections and letting our lawmakers see the great students that we have. We're also lobbying, students won't be lobbying, at least we won't direct them to. But we'll be working, continuing on budget and things. You guys spent some time trying to figure numbers out, and it's a difficult time statewide. Another thing that I'll mention here, because I think I've exhausted every other means of reaching out to Senator Murkowski's aides and her, quote, shirt tail relatives and Senator Sullivan's, everyone I can talk to. A lot of educators, across the state are really very concerned about the nomination of Betsy DeVos. And I would encourage all of you, if you haven't already, to reach out to Senator Dan Sullivan's office. This is a woman that has no prior experience with public education. During the hearing, she didn't understand some of the basic concepts and laws of education. She's ill-prepared for such a post, and I think we can find someone better. I do want to say congratulations to Natalie. That's exciting. And I want to recognize some of our resign-slash-retiring teachers, Bob and Mary Lynn Barnwell, Amanda Brentro, Jean Dehan, Eric Hanneman, Heather Lindquist, Leigh Ray, Carolyn Russell, James Wayne, Tressa Hiddenfriend, and Ruth Sensening. Many of those teachers have worked in the district for, you know, a decade or two, and it's sad to see them go. I hope they're moving on to bigger and better, more exciting things, although that's hard to do with our students. But thank you guys for your work, and I'll say good night.
Thank you, Dave. And who else?
Surprise, there's a third one today. I'm Debbie Carey from Nanilchik School, speaking for Nanilchik School Site Council. I understand the district is and continues to try to keep teachers in front of students while balancing the deficit facing the state due to declining revenues. With that being said, I feel that Nanilchik is going to take a really hard hit. I personally did a little bit of research. All of this is public information. So all the information that I'm going to give you, I gleaned myself from public access. Okay. With that being said, my point number one, because we only have 75 students, or less than 75 students, we are slated to lose our intervention teacher, which is really a catch-22 position because intervention is really important. As Mr. Jones pointed out earlier today when he said that it's a wave effect. You know, we see good results and then we don't have intervention and then we see bad results. So if it's at all possible, we really need to keep that intervention. Part of intervention and part of the way that you get intervention, I'm sure you all know, is being a Title I school. Title I says that you are 35% or more poverty. Our school is close to 45, maybe a little bit higher. And because of that, poverty directly correlates to student learning. Intervention improves student learning. So it seems silly to get rid of the intervention teacher. Okay? I also see that contracts are going through this evening. And based on the teacher contracts being offered and the potential cuts to our school due to our declining enrollment, we could potentially lose one teacher, along with the intervention, so that's 1.5 positions. Last year, Nanilchik absorbed one teacher that retired. We didn't replace that one at all. And realistically, according to the staffing formulas, Nanilchik will have the same number of teachers as Chapman, although Chapman is only projected to have 14 more students than we do, and they teach 4 less grades than we do. So somewhere the formula is not working, especially for a K-12 school. I understand that how the formula works and the numbers, but we've got to look at K-12. We've got to look at what's going on there. And I did that, and when I did that, I did a 4-year plan here. This is all the classes that are required to get your 22 credits. And if you see the little white blocks, that means there's no teacher for those blocks. So the kids can't get the 22 credits unless they take online classes. But they take the online classes, and there's no teacher to teach to watch them. I mean, they can set in with another class that's full because the teacher's already teaching. Right now we teach K-1 as one teacher, 2-3 as one teacher, 4-5-6 as one teacher. And then 7 through 12 is all lumped together. I realize that it's really hard, and it's the formulas have been very transparent and worked on very, very hard. The thing that I don't think that it takes into consideration is K-12 schools. And I'm not talking about just our school. I did a little more research, and I found that some of the other schools are in about the same position that we are that teaches K-12. Von Sinkna is one of them. The other thing that I looked at was the contracts were being given out this evening. And based on the contracts that are being given out to the Nanalchik teachers, we do not have a qualified teacher to teach every single subject. There's going to be a teacher in the classroom, but they're not highly qualified in the position that they have to teach. So I'm asking you to look at the formula for K-12 schools while taking a pragmatic approach to the grade levels. When looking at other high schools around the district and what they offer students, Nanalchik doesn't offer any of them. We have very few extracurricular activities that they can do. We have very few art classes, anything for an elective at all. You say in your state, short intro to the state, you walk in that door and it's all about the kids. So I'm asking you, please make it all about the kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else in any of those categories? Seeing no one, Superintendent's report, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. Arness, members of the board. I'd like to start out with students. You've probably been reading a lot about or seeing our students in the news recently. I want to congratulate Olivia Brewer from Kenai Central, going to go to Carnegie Hall again, and also go to Sydney as a part of her musical performances. That's a great honor, and wanted to recognize her. Also, Avery Walden from Soldotna-El, 3 world records she holds in mountain climbing on her adventure at Mount Kilimanjaro over Christmas break. Fantastic. What was exciting about that young lady's adventure is that she set a goal. She worked for several months on getting in shape and reaching that goal, and she far surpassed it, and she's in the Guinness Book of World Records, which is pretty cool. We just recently completed the Skills USA competition hosted by SOHI and Kenai Central. That's a great event where all of our students that participate get to show off the skills they've learned in career and technical education courses. They get to drive some of the heavy equipment and also give presentation. Culinary Arts was a part of it as well. It was great. Ben Evelyn spoke to the group and did a nice job. Really appreciated the efforts of the teachers that put that together. Staff-wise, I wanted to update you. The Seward admin positions have been advertised. We have the opening at Seward Elementary. That's a full-time principal position. And then we have decided to advertise Seward Middle School as a principal teacher position based on feedback that we received from the communities. We anticipate interviewing for those positions the week of March 6th. So we're looking forward to lots of great candidates, very attractive positions there. Today, this morning, as a matter of fact, got up early with Eric Soderquist and Amanda Adams, John Potest, and we presented to the Joint Education Committee on broadband and also what we do with distance education. We were first, so we had lots of great attention, and I think we really set a good positive tone for the entire meeting. As we continue to move forward, Ms. Vodla and myself will be presenting on Monday when we're in Juneau in concert with other members of AASB. The focus of that presentation will be innovation and efficiencies that our district is involved with. I do believe that I'll probably be testifying a fair amount in not only as my role as superintendent here, but as the president of the Superintendents Association. I get called on that a fair amount. So I will make sure that I send you my testimony so that you see what I'm saying and what ASA is saying, because the ASA as an organization weighs in on lots of things. District, just a reminder, the Effective Leadership Committee meeting will be February 9th. And then if you look at our events calendar, there's lots of FASD trainings going on around the district. I wanted to thank Mr. Holland and People Services Department for putting those together. And then over the last month, I have attended several events, ANSEP celebration, where we have a number of students involved. The Knightsea Native Youth Olympics was held in concert with the Peninsula Winter Games. Fantastic to see all those kids. Been to some concerts around the district. as I said, SkillsUSA. But the one that I really wanted to highlight was the Peninsula Native Leaders Gathering. I wanted to thank Conrad Woodhead, Tim Vlasak, John O'Brien for putting that together. It was a great opportunity to work with our Native organizations. We met a lot of new people, and I think it was a very positive experience. I think we're going to come with some action steps to move forward with cultural relevance for all students, not just Native Alaskans in our district, along with meeting the needs of our Alaska Native students. So I'm looking forward to what's coming out of that. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Questions for Mr. Dusick? Thank you, sir.
Oh, Joe, this is Lynn.
Yes.
Sean, can you send us the link to that presentation that you and Amanda and Eric made, where it was on gavel to gavel?
I will do that. It's a part of six other districts, the presentation, so I'll see where it's going to be located online at the state, because
okay.
That was a part of the ASA.
Thank you.
Yep,
whatever you can do.
Yep.
Okay. Down to board reports. Let's go ahead and start with you, Lynn, if you have one, so you don't have to interrupt.
Yes, I do have one. I attended the Cooper Landing Parent Advisory Committee meeting and volunteered at the school one morning, and then I went on to the Moose Pass Site Council meeting that was held because of their principal vacancy where the administration came over, and I wanted to thank the administration for being flexible and offering that position, considering in that position, you know, hiring somebody on a contract possibly like the charter schools have done. And then I also attended the Seward School Site Council meeting where the two principal vacancies, one at Seward Middle and Seward Elementary, were discussed with the site council. And again, I want to thank the administration for, you know, offering options on how that could have been configured at Seward Middle and then taking the community input. I was unable to attend the Monday meeting, the 30th, the follow-up meeting of the site council, because I sprained my ankle and dislocated a bone in my foot. But I've heard it was a very good meeting and with good discussion, and that everyone had appreciated the administration's flexibility and explaining everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Anyone else? Mike?
Yes, I'd like to report that I attended which I thought was a site council meeting, but it was just a Paul Banks PTA meeting, but I still used the opportunity to represent the board to inform the people in the audience there about the upcoming busing changes and, of course, our budget. A lot of great interaction, feedback, information there. On Thursday, January 26th, I also gave a presentation to the Homer Downtown Rotary Club, and again, talking about the same issues, busing changes, budget, how it's all going to affect us locally and statewide, and again, a lot of great feedback and interaction and questions thereafter. And lastly, I attended Bingo for Books at the Paul Banks Elementary. It was an amazing program they have going there. Eric Peterson, the principal, and all the staff, who just made these kids so excited about math and reading. And boy, if we could put that energy in a bottle, I mean, it's just amazing. But that's all I have.
Anyone else? Mr. Castamore.
I finally got over to Readout in Soldotna Montessori. Not Readout, excuse me. Soldotna Elementary in Soldotna Montessori, so that Mo Sanders can stop bugging me. It was an excellent visit. I also went and visited Tony Graham at SOHI and got a good walk through their facility. On the 26th, the policy committee had a meeting out of sequence, as it were, which I think was very successful, and we plan on doing another one in February.
Kelly?
I was able to attend three different committee meetings, board policy committee meeting on January 26th, Title VI advisory committee meeting on February 1st, and the healthcare cost committee on February 2nd. Just an item to note, all three of these meetings I was able to attend remotely, which saved a total of 12 hours of driving and mileage, and it all worked out well, with the exception of one microphone issue.
We tried to keep you muzzled. Mr. Holt.
Yes, I also attended the Health Care Cost Committee meeting in person, and it worked pretty good, John. There's some glitches, though.
Anyone else? Committee reports. Do you, Mr. Castmore, have a committee report for policy?
Policy met today. We discussed a number of issues, including we talked about room use. We talked about the board policy committee and how many members are on the thing. So we were able to check off a fair number of items that had been outstanding for a while. We will be meeting again February 23rd, I believe we decided, at 9 a.m. here in the building. And we hope to complete the room use policy to bring it back to the full board at the March meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Navarre, Information Committee.
Thank you. The Information Committee met today at 12:45 here in this room, and we did an update. Peggy gave us the information we had put together for the fly-in. We have at least three school board members, Penny, Dan, and Lynn, traveling to Juneau along with Brian, our student rep, as well as our superintendent on Friday. And they'll be down there Saturday, Sunday, at least, on behalf of the school district, promoting our legislative priorities and getting information from the state association on what's happening down in Juneau and where the focus might need to be. As most people can imagine, certainly fixing the long-range fiscal plan for the state of Alaska is very important. But it entails a lot of issues, one of which is not limited to the use of the permanent fund earnings. So to make all that happen and for education to get funded, some of the things we have heard down in Juneau is seriously looking at a 1%, 3%, 5% cut to education. Which we got a report from Dave Jones, which reflects a pretty substantial impact. So they'll have a lot to do, and the board then follows through at the first weekend in April. We'll send another a couple members of the board to Juneau, and hopefully we can make sure we're supplying them with all the information on our district and how we can help, so that we can continue to make a difference. So I'm going to be down on some of those trips myself on a separate fly-in on the city and others, and so I'll be down there and assisting them wherever I can and participate in those meetings. But we have a new approach when we go down there in communicating with our legislators. Thanks to Peggy and the Information Committee to, I think, give you a lot of tools that promotes our district. So from there, those of you that are going, good luck. Look forward to kind of a briefing when you get back and going forward and making this a successful year down there.
Thank you, Mr. Navarre. I guess by way of a quick report, the Healthcare Cost Committee did meet in the interim between these meetings, primarily an information gathering session and further outlining the definition of the more information that we would like to have. So not really much to report other than a lot of good information. This afternoon, the board held several work sessions, one relating to policy review, one relating to public remote meeting participation, one relating to the upcoming fiscal year 18 budget, one relating to the six-year plan update and revision, and one relating to the Habitat for Humanity partnership and the Kenai lots, which we, the borough owns on our behalf at this moment. All members currently present were here for those meetings or for those work sessions. Okay, we are down to the consent agenda. All of these items will be considered at one time. Item B, resignations, that revised version, that is available on the back counter and it is on your machines. Item C, 2016-17 long-term substitute contracts. Item D, 2017-18 tentative administrator contracts, that is also a revised version. Item E, 2017 and 18 tentative non-tenured contracts. Item F, 2017 and 18 tentative non-tenured teacher contracts and tenure. And item G, 2017 and 18 tentative tenure teacher contracts. That one is revised. And item H, 2017 and 18 district organizational chart. If there's anyone in the public who wishes to speak to any of those items I just read, this would be the moment. Seeing no one, I need a motion. Mr. Navarre?
Yes, I move for the approval of 10B through H.
Second.
Request unanimous consent.
Don't think we can do that when we've got somebody on the phone.
And I was hoping to talk about B and D.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. And do you want to remove them from the group or do you want to just comment?
I can just comment.
Go ahead.
On B, I wish I could vote no on that one. We're losing some really good people in the, on the Eastern Peninsula, and they're going to be very, very hard to replace. So I just had to say that because I would like to vote no and make them stay, but I can't do that. And then on H, I was hoping if the board didn't object, we could get, when we get those lists of administrative contracts, if we could have the proportionate share that a principal teacher spends teaching or as principal or whatever duty that they're sharing so that we know what kind of contract we're accepting. I think it would just be helpful for our communities. And it doesn't need to be done for this one. I'm just talking about future reports where those kinds of contracts come before us. You know, 0.8, 0.2, 0.9, 0.1, 0.5, 0.5 on the split positions.
On the principal teacher positions.
Right. This, well, if they're split with anything, sometimes it's an assistant with an AD, or sometimes they do something else. It would just be nice for the communities and the board to know what we're approving.
Okay. Your point is made. Mr. Castamore?
I would just like to comment that I'm concerned that we are approving so many contracts so early in the year. I know this is the traditional time, so it's not earlier than usual. However, given the contentious nature of Juneau and the possibility that we will be facing significant financial crunch in the future, I am concerned that we're going to get ourselves into a situation where we end up having to lay off people who already have a contract. That being said, I will not be opposing the agenda tonight.
Ms. Bodlin?
Yes, I wanted to comment on B and D as well. With the resignations of David Kingsland and Andy Rothenberger and Seward, I visited both of their schools and spent quite a bit of time with them when we went over there, and I really appreciate what they've done. And Terry Diamond, former principal at Soldatna L as well, I wish her the best. And to all the teachers and other people who have resigned, done their resignation or retired, I want to wish them well. And I have on the tentative administrator contracts, when I went through those, I counted that we have 38 principals, and I think we have really good principals in our school district, and I'm proud that we have so many talented people. But I was really a little frustrated that only 9 of them are female. And out of that 9, 2 are assistant principals and 1 is a principal teacher. And I think that there would be nice if there was a little bit more balance. I realize we hire the most qualified, but I think that there have got to be some women out there who are pretty highly qualified, and I'd like to see that in the future. Thank you.
Further discussion? Is there an objection to the motion? Seeing and hearing none, the motion is approved. Item 11A, carryover from the last meeting, which is the approval of Board Policy 3470, amendments to that policy. We have had public comment on it, and we've had a motion to approve and a motion and a second. So is there discussion? Mr. Castamore.
I just wanted to remind members of the public that the changes that are proposed this evening are fairly non-controversial. The only changes that will occur as a result of these are some language changes at the request of our auditor.
Further discussion? Mr. Navarre.
Thank you. As you know, if the auditors require a language change, I'm not opposed to that. What I am opposed to is if we would have had what this impact has done when we pass this back in, I believe was June or July of 2015, and this policy change, the type of impact that it had on our CAFR, and in other words, it took the unallocated fund balance from $7 million down to almost $3 million, and it moved the other amount up into what we would call a committed, all because we said we need it for reserves. And as our policy states, it just takes a vote to use that committed funds for, because it's technically not dedicated for anything else other than to cover our rears if something happens within our budget, or as you're seeing, just like this year, with all the legislative issues that are happening and no funding and might have some cuts come in even after we already have our budget somewhat put together. School board member Dan just mentioned, you know, even with administrative contracts and 10-year contracts and all of those things, that's what we might have to dip into. And we want people to understand that that's a fund balance that might need to be used for that. But there's also going to be those out there that says if it's all it takes is a vote and use it to keep PTR and the education level at where it should be, why the legislature fights through their issues. I'm hoping that the legislature comes up with some real long-term answers for funding in this state and specifically for education. I'm going to vote for this tonight. It doesn't mean I won't bring it back for a change at some point in the future. I'm still not comfortable with it, but if we get out and in the public when we make the public presentations on our budget and we explain to our fund balance policies and those issues that are out there, and we make it clear to them, and when we have our meeting with the borough assembly and deal with the borough administration on full funding for education, that we make it very clear why we have the fund balance where it is and how it shows up on the CAFR in two different places and how we'll use those funds. So,
Mr. Navarre, are your comments germane to the motion? The motion is the red changes to the.
I'm through. Oh, no. Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna hold our breaths here for just a minute. Ms. Hole got disconnected. And
if I could, while you're trying to reconnect, I'll just. One of the things I talked with Tim about when we talked today was that if there are people out there that look at that and don't understand it, that I've told him that I would like to meet with anybody that thinks we're doesn't understand what we're doing there or thinks we're trying to hide money or do those things. And I think once it's explained to people what GASB requires and why we did it and those things that we'll have a lot better understanding. So that's where I, you know, agreed with Tim and said, you know, moving forward, we need to make sure that people understand why we did this and what it does. And so if anybody's out there that doesn't think or doesn't understand it, I'd be more than glad to meet with them and talk to them about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Further discussion on the board policy. My page down and lost my 3470 fund balance. Let's go ahead and vote on this one, if you would. Mrs. Stresser, would you please open the vote? Mr. Dusick?
Yes.
Should we just call her left?
Here for a while, but now I can again.
Okay, good. Well, you've got a vote up on your screen.
It popped up on mine. I didn't have to hear anything for that one.
Okay. Everybody voted? I did. In fact, I voted twice. Maybe it undoes it. There. Is that everybody?
You anybody? Vote.
Anybody want to change their vote? Go ahead and tally, please. Motion is approved. Item 11B, Board Governance Handbook Committee in Charge Laydown. This is a committee in charge. It is a laydown item. It is available on the back table. If anyone wishes to comment, this would be the moment. Seeing no one, Mr. Castamore.
I move to approve item 11B. Board Governance Handbook Committee Charge.
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Is there a discussion? Ms. Vodla.
Yes, I'm really excited about this, and I probably will plan on doing it. I'm not sure, but I hope that we have more than two or three people on the committee. I think the more input we have, the stronger document we'll have, and something that will be a really solid guideline for us.
Further discussion, Mr. Castamore.
This committee charge has come out of a request to policy to review the semi-existing handbook and come up with a new version. After discussion, the policy committee decided it was too large of a job, so the committee charge will simply be to create a committee to create a board governance handbook, and upon completion, to sunset said committee.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, the motion is approved. Board members, please, if you're interested in serving on that group, please email me so I know who is specifically interested. We'll do move to item 13, public presentations, comments on any topic. Another opportunity. Seeing none, we have no need for an executive session this evening. What did I miss? Oh, there it is. Okay, board comments. Let's start from the middle and work out this time, shall we? Mr. Holt?
I have no comments tonight. Thank you.
Mr. Castamore?
I look forward to working on this governance handbook. I think it will be valuable. I hope that we can all come to agreements that while this handbook will certainly not ever supersede policy, that hopefully one of the purposes of creating it will be to provide guidance when our policy is silent. So I look forward to assisting with that process.
Mr. Navarre.
No comment other than I did enjoy Readout Elementary presentation tonight. Congratulations to Laura on the red apple, and to the Tustamina School, all those. I especially liked a few of those. I understand when you said some of the kids, it would have been nice if they were here when they presented it, but I think I saw through some of that, and they were pretty neat. So thank you.
Mr. Kelly.
I also appreciated Readout Elementary and the little snowflakes up there. I thought it was really nice. And then I have to agree with David's concern regarding Betsy DeVos. Hopeful that maybe it won't go through, but I think it will. And that's about it.
Ms. Madla?
Yes. I wanted to thank the Readout Elementary and Bill Withrow. That was really a delightful presentation and very informative. The Golden Apple, I already thanked Laura, so I'll thank her again, and Natalie Kant. Debbie, thank you for your information and the work you put in on that. Having been there for many years of my life, it's a very dear and near to my heart, so I hope that that works out. Thank you, Tustamina School. I absolutely love that artwork. I need to come down and take art lessons, so that was amazing. I'm with Zen on Betsy DeVos. I'm not really excited about that. I hope it doesn't happen. For the Policy Committee handbook, I'm excited about the handbook as well, and I plan to work on it. I will email you, Joe. And I would like to give a thanks to Eric Soderquist for all the information he gave us on the polychrome information. That was really pretty impressive. Thank you.
Mr. Ilg.
Thank you. I have a few items to express. First of all, I really appreciate the presentation tonight, and I would like to see if we get artwork like this every meeting, because it really improves the energy here. So what a great place to be to see all that. I want to give a shout-out also to probably the borough maintenance. Looks like they installed some new LED lights at the Homer Middle School, and it really improved the visibility and safety there, especially during our dark winters. I'm sure the neighbors might not appreciate it as much, but it's a welcomed upgrade. I also attended the policy committee meeting for 3 hours through distance delivery, and being hearing impaired, I had no problems, and that was a great sign. And I want to acknowledge Dan Castlemore for being a good chair for that committee. Keeps us moving right along, and we're getting a lot done. And with that, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ilg. Ms. Hole? She went away again. Apparently the phone has left the building. No dial tone, no anything. Now it's configuring the IP. We'll just let her wonder what it is we did without her. Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Great presentations from the school, and the favorite part of the meeting was the little people with the snowflakes on their head. That was great, and I do support the nomination, and I hope it goes through for Ms. DeVos. Thank you.
Okay, and you guys have said it very well. I don't think I have anything to add. I think that our business being here, being what? You're pointing at me. Oh, did I forget him? Did I? Oh, never mind. Mr. Dusick. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'll go quick. No, it's
right
good.
Here. It's written right it's here good. On my paper.
I've been forgotten twice tonight. It's fine. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter.
Thanks, Rita, Mr. Withrow, and Rita Elementary. I was once a roadrunner myself, so it was fun to see that. I'm looking forward to tomorrow with Peggy and the Key Communicators. I'm looking forward to Juneau this weekend, AASB fly-in, and then for those of you concerned about Betsy DeVos, Soldotna High School did, Student Council did write a letter to Senator Murkowski about the nomination. I think that's all. Thank you.
Okay, now can I go?
It's good, yeah.
Okay, thanks. I will not be here for the next meeting. Ms. Vadla, you're on notice. I'm sorry. I can't help you with that. I don't think I have anything else that I need to comment about. It seemed like I did, but I don't think I do. I did go to the Native Leaders meeting at Sean's request or invitation, and I was impressed. I mean, it seemed like a bunch of people who are really on task. I assume that continued that way, John, for the afternoon? Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yes, I will not be here next meeting. I think we've accomplished what we needed to tonight, so we are adjourned.